Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Darius Graham, who's director of the Johns Hopkins Social Innovation Lab, which is an early-stage incubator for innovative not-for-profits and mission-driven companies. Darius, welcome to the show. I'm really excited to hear about what you're doing.
Thanks so much for having me.
So tell our listeners what a social innovation lab is and where the idea came from.
Social Innovation Lab, as you said, is an incubator. We really want to help students, mostly at Hopkins, who have great ideas for making an impact in the community, whether locally or nationally or abroad. We want to help them transform their idea into a viable social venture. So we work with them over the course of about 10 months, breaking down some barriers and providing them resources from throughout the university and the community. And yeah, want to help them make the best impact possible here in the community or abroad.
And if I were to walk into a social innovation lab, what would I see?
Well, we use a lot of different spaces. So we currently are housed in downtown Baltimore and then also in the Fast Forward incubator space at Hopkins. So you'll see a lot of people talking, collaborating, working creatively. A lot of folks that are working here locally, you'll see them out in the community talking with people that they're working with, talking with community partners. So a lot of collaboration is a big thing that we focus on.
So you would think it would look a little bit like an executive office suite for social entrepreneurs, something like that, with common executive services or common administrative services?
Yeah, it pretty much is. What we try to do is help people go the next step in their entrepreneurial journey. So typically what happens is folks will come to us. These can be students, whether they're undergrad or graduate students. We have some faculty and staff, or even sometimes community members. They can come to us and say, I have an idea for something that I want to do to make an impact in the community. And we accept a cohort of about 10 to 12 teams every fall, and we work with them from the very beginning. We say, what are your goals? What do you want to accomplish in the next month or so, in the next 10 months, in the next 3 years, and how can we help you? So for some of them, it's matching them with mentors. For others, it may be setting them up with funding. For others, it may be helping them find the right kind of partnership. But it's very one-on-one, kind of hands-on, helping people get the resources they need to be successful.
Yeah, one of the things that we find with our Warnock Foundation Social Innovations Journal is that coaching our winners, these young social innovation entrepreneurs, is something that just in many ways doesn't exist. And so when you go talk to a foundation, you really only get one shot. And if you don't have your story straight, and you haven't clearly thought through the tough questions that people are going to ask you, you really don't end up getting a second chance, and even the best idea may go by the wayside because you're just simply not prepared.
Yeah, one of the things that we've observed, and I've observed this in my work, is that we have a lot of folks that we work with, mostly students at Hopkins, who have so much energy and brilliance and passion. And what we're able to do is take that passion and brilliance and help with some of the more nuts and bolts of how to transform that passion into something more tangible. And it really does make a big difference.
So tell us a couple of examples of how you've taken teams and helped them scale their social innovation plan.
Yeah, so we typically work at the very earliest stage with these students. So they will come to us oftentimes saying, there's this issue that I've been researching in my studies, or maybe I've worked in a job before graduate school on a particular issue. We have one person, Carrie Neiman, for example, who is a medical resident, and she's done a lot of research and learning around hearing loss in older adults. And what she wants to do is to take the arduous, time-consuming, expensive process of getting a hearing aid and make it a much shorter process and a cheaper process. And she's focusing especially on older adults in East Baltimore.
That's great. Well, Darius, thank you for joining me this morning. This has been very interesting.
Thanks so much.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org. Baltimore's Future is produced by the Warnock Foundation for WYPR. For the Warnock Foundation, I'm David Warnock.